Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not, no, that's not.
Wait.
Yeah. That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it.
Toby and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs and the songs with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side fly. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Marcos, to turn that music down. Man, just,
dude, you don't just sound good.
I don't know. I don't feel so good. Leroy, you don't look so good either, man.
Leroy.
Hey.
You got this.
I took the antidote, though.
Yeah, yeah. I got this. Barkoff.
Oh, yeah.
Barkoff.
I got
the coronavirus.
The coronavirus. Oh, my goodness.
That's pretty good.
Wow.
That is good. What a start.
I was dehydrating, thinking about stuff.
It's and Froggy, you know, you don't look so good. You look like you've been up kachucking all night.
I got a runny nose.
Strange thing. Sometime last night, I got a severe strain of back to back Stanley Cup champion Cap Fever. Wow! Wow!
Hey, if there's any doubt, who's the best team in the NHL right now?
Come on.
They left. All questions. Oh, my goodness.
My goodness.
How did they dominate from start to finish?
What an ass kicking. What a complete throttling. The Florida Panthers get it done yet again. And for the second straight season, hoist the Stanley Cup, beating the Edmonton Oilers down 5-1. Oh, no, really, a shutout. They were
that little freebie at the end.
That was you don't get. I think that was the first time Bob was ever not focused, because he was like, "Oh, wait, we were 5-0." He's like, "What's the point of this?" Cats winning 6, an absolute beat down city. The entire game felt like a party, and I mean, what can you say about this team, man? They put themselves in the absolute pantheon, a Panther pantheon of all time great teams down here, back to back champions, and just an absolute thrill this team was, Leroy. Not a weakness up and down the roster, and just did everything the right way. An incredible run. Man, what a time it was last night.
And the thing is that we were talking about this the other day. We're talking about Sam Bennett. We're talking about Marchand. We're talking about these guys. Y'all forgot. What about Barkoff and Reinhardt?
Come on, dude. Come on,
right?
Dude.
It's crazy that you, this team makes you forget about who's the actual stars on this team,
dude. That move that Reinhardt just decided in the middle of this series. Guess what? I'm taking over, dude. And yep. That move, the shake and bake to start off the scoring, it felt like right away Edmonton was like, oh no. Oh no.
Especially when it wasn't Marchand, because Marchand did something like that
it was
crazy.
What a time it was yesterday. And yeah, Sam Reinhardt, 4 goals in the clincher. Just an absolute monster performance. Barkov yesterday, that first line, yeah, which had been quiet. Barkov, I thought he finally got one. I was like, oh, Barkov! Oh, it's off Reinhardt's skate. Who cares? But who cares? The elbow room right now is packed.
Oh,
beer is flowing.
Breakfast. Whoa.
Everybody is out there partying.
Yeah.
The cats are celebrating. Barkov has had the cup on the beach already. There's Vice shirts. I see right now pictures of Matthew Tkachuk looking very drunk.
Papa Tkachuk got to hold the trophy as well.
How goosies was it yesterday? How goosies was it yesterday, given the cup from Barkey to all the first timers? Wow. That was goosies galore, dude. They let every one of the first timers touch it first. It was so cool. It was such just the epitome of this team, of just
right
team up and down. We want everybody to get their chance to touch this for the first time. Who hasn't?
They dented the cup.
Oh yeah, no, I think they've severely damaged the cup. It's dented. I think there was a crack on the top. I think I saw this morning. That cup's already seen things again. It's back home. You know, it's comfortable. It's comfortable. It's where it's supposed to be. Were you trying to get there today, Froggy? Like, what went on? What was your morning like? You were trying to get boots on the ground at the bow?
I was there.
You were there?
I was there. Boots on the ground, baby. I drove there. I left my house at 6:45. I got to Elbow Room around 7:15. The traffic hadn't woken up yet. There was still parking available, but there was already a crowd outside. I don't know if you know this, but Kiss Country's actually broadcast.
I heard them. I was listening to Dina B and TC on the already there. That was so cool.
So they were there already. There was already a crowd. And then for a while, it just kind of seemed like everyone was just waiting around, waiting to see, because Barkov had actually gotten there early, but then left.
And then so, like, he gathered himself?
Yeah.
Like, he had to, like, he just took the cup for a stroll on the beach and returned?
He did. He's like, where are my friends? So he left for a little bit, and then somewhere around 8:40.
Barkov would always be first guy to a party.
First guy for sure. Also, first one to leave. He's like, hey, guys, I've been here all day. I'm getting out of here. But Tkachuk arrived shortly after with Barkov and the rest of the gang, and they were kindly escorted to the top. With beer showers flowing, champagne showers flowing.
My goodness.
What a good time.
I'm seeing Sam Bennett right now getting showered with MVP cuts. And what the hell is that? Is that a JFig in the background?
That was JFig in the background.
What's going on there?
She's just happy for her cat.
She, like, unmute herself?
She was, her clean feed was coming through.
Oh, that was weird. But anyway, Sam Bennett right now getting showered with MVP chants at the Elbow Room, and
yeah,
he's about to pour beer on people.
A couple other chants that were notable. One more year.
Yeah, for him?
I'm not sure who they were.
He's going to get a lot more than a one-year deal.
We got that for sure.
Oh, he's going to get a lot more than a one-year deal, dude.
Take it to the water. That was another one.
They got
to
sneak past the keeper.
We want beer. That was another one that was going on. And a lot of Bobby chants, but I didn't see Bob.
I think Bob's already.
He's not going to the Elbow Room.
I think Bob's already starting to work on next year. He'll show up
He's doing the slow dance in his driveway.
Yeah, he's just like, I'll meet you guys, when we're getting like tea. he'll come to the hungover recovery party. That's where Bob will be at. What a time, man. The Florida Panthers are champions once again. It is you got the call? Can we get the call from Doug Plagans last night? The Cats, champions yet again, put an absolute beat down on Connor McDavid. on Leon Draisaitl. They looked absolutely broken. But this one last year, dude, you didn't make your cute little comeback there. Really?
No, that's the one thing I'll say. The last two games,
oof,
the Panthers went into it like, we've been in here playing with our food.
Yeah. No, this should have right? this very much should have been cats and five. This very much should have been cats between goal, between gold, between leader time. This very much should have been cats and five. But you want to know something? Very clearly, they just wanted to win it so they could bring it to the elbow room. I mean, like, I see right through you, Panthers.
You know what else is like? And I said this before, you know, early on in the series. They wear you down. When you saw the Oilers at the end or the middle of that game, it's like, we got nothing. We are beat up. Tired, and like, yeah, they couldn't only go, I would say Edmonton could only go maybe two lines deep to where you were going to get some consistent play, and the Panthers were four lines deep. So yeah,
you got the final call, Froggy, from yesterday. Let's hear this on WQAM last night. Doug Plagans with the call, declaring the Cats back-to-back champs.
Down to the final 5 seconds. Rats rain down. Lord Stanley staying in South Florida. Last year was greatness. This time it's historic. The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions. The Panthers have done it in 6 games. They take down the Edmonton Oilers. The Panthers have gone back-to-back in 24 and 25.
Glorious, beautiful, remarkable, and undeniable. The Panthers at the top of the hockey mountain, second year in a row, Stanley Cup champions.
The Florida Panthers have etched their names in hockey history.
What a time, man. Doug Plagans, yep. Billy Lindsay on the call last night. All right, we'll take a break. Cats fans that want to get in, you got cat fever. 305-567-0560. If you're out there at the elbow room or heading out to the elbow room, you're partying, you want to celebrate your Cats, call in 305-567-0560. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. We're back with more. We're partying all day. Back after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
McDavid behind the net. Draisaitl stolen away. Ekblad. Forsling near side. Verhaeghe gives to Reinhardt. And the puck poked away. Now Barkov to Verhaeghe. Now Barkov right side. Reinhardt to the open. Then he scores! It's a hat trick here in Game 6 for Sam Reinhardt. He cashes in on the empty net. 4-0 Panthers with 6:34 to play in the third.
Oh, that puppy was over from then. You mess with the rhino, you get the goal horn.
No,
it's perfect that way, dude. It's perfect that way. It's perfect that way.
No.
Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
Oh, baby.
All it took was a championship.
To get her on before 12:45 from home?
Yeah.
She's got a Stanley Cup ready.
Her Stanley Cup looked like a regular coffee tumbler.
Looked like a normal Stanley.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, we got plenty of callers that want to chime in and celebrate with us. I think a lot of cat fever is spreading. 305-567-0560. Dwight, what's going on, Dwight?
Hey, what's going on, Tobes?
How are you, buddy?
Freaking believable, baby.
Cat fever!
Cat fever!
Oh, baby. How about those Panthers? Oh, my Lord. I can't hold it in. This is insane. I can't wait to be at the parade. I love these. I was about to say it.
Hey, good job.
I appreciate the restraint, Dwight.
Good job, Dwight.
I appreciate the restraint.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, guys. I love you guys. I love you, Panthers. Oh, my Lord. I'll see you guys at the parade.
We'll see you.
I can barely speak.
We'll see you there, Dwight. We'll see you there. Yeah, parade tentatively scheduled for Sunday.
Sunday.
Boots on the parade for that one. So excited for that. We got JC. JC wants to get in. What's up, JC?
Hey, guys. Long time listener. I just want to say you all make my morning and my afternoons. And I also want to say that the CDC just stated that there is a epidemic South Florida cat fever.
Cat fever! Oh, I hope you feel better, JC, and I don't mean the law. Wow. Wild Baby Wild says, Dwight, clearly not a fighter.
Oh, yes. Restraint there. Showed real restraint.
Man, what a time to be alive, ladies and gentlemen.
What a time to be alive.
It is unbelievable right now. We're having fun. We're partying. Albert wants to get in. What's up, Albert?
Albert.
Is this Memorial Regional Hospital?
Yeah. Are you okay? What's wrong?
I've been attacked by a rabid panther!
Sounds like Albert's got cat fever. He's got cat fever, dude.
Tove, how was that pool yesterday?
It was refreshing, Albert. It was refreshing.
Leroy!
Leroy!
see you at the elbow room, boys.
There you go, Albert. Take care, buddy. Wow. Yeah, that pool, my neighbors hate me.
Well, I'm sure you're...
Well, because you can't go in without the scream, right?
Of course.
Yeah. this is a back-to-back scream, too.
It is.
Is this still right outside?
I also threw a champagne bottle. I don't know where it landed.
Okay. Well,
where did you aim?
Was it empty?
You want to know where I aimed, J-Fig? Far. I chucked that thing like I was Dan Mother Bleeping Marino. I got some yardage on that one.
Mm.
Didn't hear a crash. Hopefully it landed in the water.
Hopefully. Please.
Oh, my.
Ricardo!
Tobes, Leroy, J-Fig, Marcos. How we doing today, guys?
We're good. How are you, buddy? How are you?
Oh, man, I'm feeling groggy. Leroy, you got any more of that antidote? I'm over here suffering from that cat fever!
Cat fever!
Jennifer doesn't have, cat fever because she has the antidote with her.
Mm-hmm.
A little baby cup.
Oh, the Stanley. Sure.
Yeah.
Jason, you got to send some of that over.
We got to share it.
I just got to say, this team is so put together well and so complete. Like, I just got to say, this is the most Heat culture we've seen since the Miami Heat back all those years ago. They're doing it on ice.
They really are, man. They play the right way through and through. There's not a weakness on this team. And I think that was, like, just the impressive part about them. You know,
it was evident by Sam Bennett winning the Conn Smythe. If I told you before the series started who was going to win the Conn Smythe, we would have said Barkey, Reinhardt, or Bob, right?
The series?
Maybe Kachuk.
I mean, Bennett's been having a pretty great playoffs, but I get you.
Yeah.
Very deep.
And that's the beautiful thing about it, that it's all, you know, spread out and put all together with those guys. You don't know who it's going to be any other night. And
yep.
And that's how we got it done in the end.
What a time to be alive, dude. All right. get better, and I don't mean that at all.
Thank you, guys.
There you go. Wow. Somebody's like, Tobin hit somebody. Breaking news, elderly woman hit by champagne bottle throwing. I don't think I hit a lady.
Didn't break.
We didn't know who it was until 10 o'clock.
Whoops. We have a lead. Smitty, what up?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good.
Great, Smitty.
Hey, I just want to let you know, before the game started, I had Skinner for dinner.
What?
Yeah!
How did that taste? And
it tasted terrible. But it tasted good at the end of the game.
Tasted like bum.
So you guys know, I don't know if you heard me screaming all the way from Salt Lake City, but every time you heard me, I was going, go! Hell yeah, baby!
Yeah! Smitty's fired up.
Could you imagine that going in Utah?
They're like, go mammoth. What? Crazy. Tim, what's up, man?
Leroy!
Yeah! Unbelievable. Oh my God, Gustav Forsling pouring beers down into somebody else's cup.
Oh, another chant at a certain point.
It's so nice to see Gustav Forsling not have to slide on his belly like a penguin for 10 minutes.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. My favorite is the false alarm when he goes down on one knee and then they pass it and he jumps right up.
I love the part yesterday where Connor McDavid thought he was going to get around Reinhardt and score, and Bob just like smacked his puck out of here.
Smacked.
Like, get the hell away from my net, you phony.
What do they call that? The stick poke?
It wasn't even like a poke, though. Like, he went like a whole puck bitch slap. He's just like, out of here, dude. I don't want to hear it. 560, you're on the air. What's your name?
Eric.
Eric, what's going on, buddy? How you feeling?
I'm good. I ain't going in front. I'm not going in front. We're down here in Liberty City, so I ain't going to sit around here act like I'm jumping on the bandwagon, but most definitely, great win, great team. I wish Paul Maurice could go ahead and patent some of that what he got and drop it off over there to the Heat and to the Dolphins. But who's on the ones and twos? Because right now, I know Kendrick Lamar, the hot thing, but right now this would be a perfect intro for back-to-back.
Back-to-back!
Wow!
Yeah! Well, trust me, you got the biggest Drake fan producer there is. I'm sure he'll find his way to put it back out there.
Oh, trust me, we're going to get some of that.
main thing.
All right, take care, Eric. There you go. Wow.
People are hyped, man.
People are hyped.
And they have every right to be. And what this team and this organization has done is they've earned every bit of it.
Just all of it is just so cool.
All of it. It's been fun to watch. It's been fun to experience. And just interact with them. Like, you've never had a person who you couldn't interact with. Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Let's see. 560, you're on the air. What's your name?
Don.
What's up?
How about them effing Panthers? Oh, my God. I didn't go to bed. I love it.
Yeah.
You have the elbow room?
You got cat fever?
No, I just haven't got there yet. Can't wait. Next year's coming, baby.
Wow.
Hey, he needs to go take a nap.
A little delay.
He sounds like a little loopy right now.
Hey, I felt that, though.
Hey, you guys that done stayed up all night, go take a little nap.
No nap.
We'll be good.
Can nap tomorrow.
You can make it. Take a little nap.
Go party, man. Enjoy this.
Yep.
All of it.
Let's not act like this is the norm either.
No,
okay.
It's not. This is a special time. This is a special time, a special era. You should.
I would say
this.
Once in a lifetime, but that was last year.
Back to back, though, maybe once in a lifetime.
True.
This is so cool. Whoa, man. We'll hear a little bit from your Panthers. Sergei Bobrovsky.
Yeah.
Certifying himself to the Hall of Fame yesterday. Bob, we'll hear a little bit from him and your other cats as the Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions. Back with more on 560 after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tries to cut in, gave it away at the Panthers line. Luostarina back the other way. Luostarina to the circle. Luostarina hands it back. High slot. Kachuk shot. He scores! Matthew Kachuk let it rip from the high slot. And the Panthers have a 2-0 lead with 46.4 seconds to play here in the opening frame. What a feed from Luostarina and great patience from Etu Luostarina to set up Matthew Kachuk.
Matthew Kachuk yesterday putting the Cats up 2-0. The setup from Loosty. Apparently right now we have Matthew Kachuk at the Elbow Room chanting 8 more years for Sam Bennett. That's Goosey's galore. No pressure, Sam.
I don't think Leroy knows we're on air, by the way.
No, I'm laughing at 8 more years, and I'm like,
okay. I heard your phone, that's why.
Oh, no.
You can't let him leave.
No.
Don't you leave me, Sam Bennett. Don't you leave me.
Stay right here.
You stay right here. I'll hug you.
Is that a threat? I'm not sure.
Can I hear from Sergei? Can I hear from my guy, Sergei Bobrovsky? Yesterday on TNT, talking to Jackie Redmond, and this was his first reaction to the Cats becoming back-to-back Stanley Cup champions.
Sergei Bobrovsky, congratulations. You have just gone back-to-back. What makes this one special?
It's an amazing feeling. And I want to say glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. You know, I dedicate again and humble and appreciate it for everything that went through. With everything, and I want to thank God for that and go back to work.
It's very clear that this is a very, very special group. What can you say about what these guys mean to you?
Yeah, they are amazing. I mean, the group, it's so privileged to be their goalie. You know, it's a dream come true, and to win twice that trophy, it's amazing.
You know, we saw you kind of standing by yourself as the crowd chanted your name. What is it like to live in that moment?
Yeah, the crowd is the fans are amazing here. They give me all time. Their support is amazing. So I'm so happy to bring that cup to them again.
So what's next? How do you celebrate?
Say again.
How do you celebrate?
Yeah, we just enjoy it together. That's it.
All right, congratulations. Thank you for this.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Sergei Bobrovsky on TNT yesterday.
Guys, I don't know about you, but.
Come on.
I'm about to cry. That was beautiful.
You getting emotional?
That was amazing. Just the same way I got emotional last night, I just got emotional all over again.
I feel things when he celebrates. That man.
He even celebrates so by saying, and go back to work.
Yeah, that's he can't wait. He can't wait.
There's no time off.
He's going to take a week off to like watch documentaries, and then he's going to go to the mountains, and then he'll be back. He's going to probably be back in like some gymnastics gym doing flexibility, jumping on a trampoline. He's an absolute legend. I love that man.
The post game from Tkachuk, that one hit me right in the feels because it looked like he really thought at a point in the season he wasn't going to play again.
Oh, dude, that was crazy. He said that he tore his abductor off the bone.
Yeah,
that was crazy. Yeah, yeah, apparently he had that. Sam Reinhart was playing with a sprained MCL, and apparently Barkov like cut his hand badly, and they had to like keep suturing it up. It kept popping open, and then they eventually had to glue it. Ugh. Hockey,
dude.
Yeah,
the toughest sport. I'm so sorry.
I would say this. With the antics of the NFL and basketball, right? And the fact that you can get a 2 minute for embellishment in hockey, so nobody really fakes it. It would appear that, you know, they are tougher. But I think the rules and how they play the game, if you want to win, you have to be tougher. You really do.
Oof.
Some of the things these guys play with, you know, I played with banged up stuff. I play with a lot of stuff. And some of the things I hear that these guys are playing through,
it's always a secret, too. It's like, you know, because right. Hockey just keeps it under wraps. And then, like, we all get to finally learn, hey, what was going on with the Tkachuk? He goes, yeah, that was torn off the bone.
Right.
Yeah. As a fellow but
I understand.
I'm not discrediting any other sport, but.
No, I didn't. See, Waddle, you totally missed the point there. That's now? Has the elbow room been open all night?
Yes.
Yes, it has.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, it has.
Yes. And there, for those listening, that was Matthew Tkachuk at the elbow room with Sam Bennett next to him leading an 8 more years chant. Legendary.
That man is going to get a lot of money.
He's going to be so rich.
What?
A lot.
He's going to be so rich.
Any chance he becomes highest paid or no?
I don't know.
You know how sometimes it just happens on a random person.
I kind of like, though, did you see yesterday they were talking about, hey, McDavid's going into his last year.
Ooh.
And Matthew Tkachuk was kind of like, he's too good not to win the cup somewhere.
So he did a wink?
God, would that like be the ultimate Canadian like betrayal?
For sure.
I mean, Canadians will stop coming to Florida.
Oh well, maybe.
I mean,
I don't think so. I think
that would be the equivalent. Hold on, that would be the equivalent to Jason Taylor winning Defensive Player of the Year, and then the next year going to the Jets.
Well, he did go to the Jets, but he wasn't.
No, but it was. It wasn't.
It wasn't that JT.
Right. You know what I'm saying.
That would be something. That would be like right there. It'd be like you lost to this team twice and then you joined them, Connor. Mm. They would be more mad at him than they were at Sam Bennett for the Stolarz thing.
I mean, they did do it to KD.
I would say the all Kevin Durant. You lose to them and then join them? Oof.
Wink. Matthew Tkachuk is just such an enabler of trolling. That's what it is. Like I don't even. Yeah. He's like, I don't even know if I want Connor McDavid, but I'm gonna just put this in the ether.
Oh, he kind of sounds like you.
Yeah, I like him.
He's good. You go whale hunting and you don't even know if you want the whale, but it's a whale.
Did you see they were celebrating the Pink Pony Club in the locker room? They stole Edmonton's song. Matthew Tkachuk's dancing with a cigar and the champagne. And they go, hey, on it, law. Like, it's just, what a delight. And by the way, I couldn't be happier to see Evander Kane's ass just, like, so salty after this was all over.
I'm so happy I don't have to see his face anymore.
Him and Evan Bouchard, I'm like, if I never have to see Bouchard's stupid face again, it won't be too soon. What a time.
What a dirty little. You saw that at the end of the game. Even Tkachuk was like, yeah, it doesn't matter.
You're just a baby.
Back-to-back champion.
Yeah, good for you.
Throw your stick, dude. You're stupid.
What a time. What a time to be alive. The Cats, back-to-back champions. It is, this is crazy. This is a crazy, I mean, Bill Zito, what a GM. What a stud. Yep. What Man. A stud.
When he lifted that trophy, woo.
Cusies.
Woo.
He's an intense guy. And by the way, we got to give a shout-out to Bobby Lou. Roberto Luongo.
Oh, yeah.
Once again, banged the bleep out of that.
Cup clincher.
You go in, you call him in for the bullpen to finish the job. Bobby Lou brought it home yesterday. He just earned himself a big bowl of pasta out of that cup.
You think he'll switch it up or pasta again?
Oh,
I don't know.
I mean, pasta's always good.
Pasta is good. Dade South says, potty mouth, Bobby Lou. He was a potty mouth.
Yeah,
the kid, you know, it's okay. The kids, Dad, can I say that? Only Bobby Lou can say that. And now Sergei Bobrovsky's number's going right up in the rafters next to him.
Got to.
Focused. Bobby and Bobby Lou.
I just got Goosey's again.
You want to be a successful goalie in South Florida? Change your name to Bob.
Apparently so. God, that was so good.
Man, that's a good NIL deal.
Hmm?
Marchand eating
a blizzard
out of the cup.
Oh,
I'm gonna do that today.
That's gotta happen. It is still packed there. Everybody's just there partying, celebrating.
It'll be packed till Sunday.
Whew.
Yeah. And then it'll be packed again on Sunday.
Yep. Drinky poos. Left and right.
Tobes, are you the voice of the parade?
I am gonna be on the broadcast for that day.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I don't have the deets, but I said I would be there as long as it's Sunday, if not Saturday, because Saturday is Tommy's Jiu-Jitsu tournament.
Oh, nice.
Mm.
But if it's Sunday, I said I'd be there.
Hmm. Good luck, Tommy.
Boots on the ice.
Boots on the beach. Yeah.
Bummer. Where does this parade go? Where did it go last year?
It just goes down A1A in Fort Lauderdale Beach.
Yep.
Oh, so it starts at the facility, at their facility?
No, it starts.
It's not right by Bulls Beach. It stopped, right? No,
that's where it ends. That's where it ends, and that's where the stage was last year. Now, hopefully we're not, you know, dodging lightning bolts like a bunch of Pikachus farting out there. That was dangerous last year.
That was dangerous.
Please.
But epic.
That's true.
Yes. But
I mean, you better do that thing in the morning.
Why?
So you can avoid the rain.
I don't know. I guess.
Hmm.
What a time.
Yep. Good for. I mean, this team has brought us nothing but joy for the last 3 years. They didn't win the cup the first year.
No, but that was an incredible run in itself.
It was an incredible run, and what I would say is, if you're and I'm exclude the Heat out of this, because the Heat, for some reason, feel if we keep the other team below their average, we should win. But you can't score. So I'm going to eliminate them. The mindset is defense first, but they need to score. But if I'm the Dolphins and I'm looking at how the Panthers started the first year they won the President's Cup and how they are now, I'm looking at that and going, we kind of need to make that same transformation, right? Not the high-flying scoring team. We need to be tough in the trenches. And it's evident. Like, it's not the only sport that doesn't work. So I don't know why people think it works in football. You have some anomalies, right? But even when the greatest show on turf won the championship, nobody scored more than 20. So you had to have a level of toughness. Listen, if you don't have that level of physicality, you can't win a championship in any sport.
Yeah, but the difference is even when the Cats had to change their style, they still led the NHL in points. Like, the Dolphins haven't even got to that point yet.
Right, but I'm just saying, their best year was an offensive year.
Yeah, that's the thing about Dolphins ineptitude. Even that year that the Panthers were high flying, scoring, led the league, the Dolphins would still kill for that year of at least winning a playoff series and then getting embarrassed.
Right. Right. Well, I just said it along the lines of we've seen what, for example, look at OKC. What is OKC known for?
Defense.
You know, besides having SGA, they're stifling defense, mm-hmm. right? When you look at who won the Super Bowl, offense and defensive lines. When you look at the Panthers, they suffocate you on the offensive side. And opportunities come from that.
I can't believe they
also- And I just wish that the Dolphins saw these things and you got a upfront look at it and say, okay, we've seen what wins. We need to make some adjustments.
You know, it'd be great having a GM who can actually run an organization. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, they're up against it now, though.
That Conn Smythe, ugly trophy.
It did look a little ridiculous.
It looks like you win the lumberjack outdoor
game. It's not ugly if your name is on it.
Nah, it's ugly. It's an
right. It's I don't think Sam Bennett.
Sam Bennett couldn't be faster of getting rid of that Conn Smythe. He goes, "This is an ugly trophy. Give me the real cup. Give me that cup."
Well, at least he won it, and it wasn't an Oiler.
You couldn't give it to an Oiler. It'd be ridiculous.
You couldn't. There's too many.
You couldn't give it to an Oiler.
There was way too many Panthers.
Well, I don't think the Oiler should have got it last year either.
No, it was ridiculous.
Exactly.
Bull crap. But it was, it's so cool to see what this team has done top to bottom. Sam Bennett was an absolute monster. The physicality that he brings was just next level. This whole team, just a real tip of the cap to Bill Zito and Paul Maurice and what they've done in these years. And, you know, it's been said. I mean, the change of ownership to Vinny Viola and the way they run their organization has been top-notch. What a time.
What a time.
Take a break. Our Cats is next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.